I'm just going to say it. I'm a 35-year-old man, and I drink tea. And there's nothing wrong with
that. It's fine. It's fine.
No, apparently it's not fine.
No. There's nothing wrong with it. You're just... You're a beta male. That's all. That's all it boils down to. You wear mugs. You are not handy, which is fine. You take bubble baths. You watch This Is Us.
Yeah.
You're just a beta. You're a little beta fish. Beta male.
I don't understand the correlation of one of my beverages. I mean, when you add those things up together.
Yeah, there's a lot of context. Well,
but in the instance of just... a man that drinks tea. What is so wrong with that? This is 2019, people. We need to open our minds. We need to judge a little less.
My mind is open. My mind is wide open. I'm just saying you need to accept your reality of yeah.
Listen, I literally went up to get my cup of tea, drinking green tea, because it's healthy for you. It's good.
Sure.
And I went up to get it in the break room, and our friend Duffy from down the hall on the rock station just gave me the look.
Well, he's on a rock station. What do you expect?
Yeah, but still, it's not just him. It's specifically other guys that disjudge. But there, I mean, you even kind of raised an eyebrow. Oh, you're drinking tea, I see. What's wrong with that?
It just makes sense. It's kind of like the way when I say that I haven't seen a movie that everyone has seen, you're like, further evidence. Further evidence
but
that
how?
I am the way I am. And if this is further evidence that... That's Corey.
Okay, so if I rode motorcycles and I built houses and I could do all that stuff, but I still drank tea, then it would be fine? Because I still think people...
There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing. You're saying then it would be fine. There's nothing wrong with
it. But it seems like it is, judged on the reaction you get from people.
What is the reaction? What do you think people are thinking?
That it's effeminate and then it somehow speaks to my
it's not effeminate. It's not effeminate. It's
like ladies drink tea.
It's a little bit more delicate. It's a daintier beverage.
What's the difference?
Because black coffee, that's like a strong, you've got to have a stomach of steel for that black coffee that's like battery acid going down.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good for you.
Tough man.
It's just sludge. You know what? I'm just gonna start eating the coffee grounds instead.
Let's back up a second and talk about the fact that not only do you now drink green tea in the morning, but you also have a shot of espresso.
Yeah.
Before, I mean.
Get my kick.
It's all adding up.
Get my kick.
It all adds up. Oh, you're just sipping your dainty shot of espresso.
I don't understand the correlation.
And do you have one of those little cups? One of those little mini espresso teacup things?
No, actually, I need to buy them because it makes me feel uncomfortable with the big coffee mug with my little tiny espresso in there.
Yeah, you got to have a little one.
But I don't understand a correlation of what someone drinks. How can that say so much about a person? Why?
Oh, I think it does.
Why,
I think it does.
That's
because
that you're being judgmental, and it's pure speculation.
No.
Once again, no.
No, it does say something about you. It does say something about you. I mean, think about what I just said. You drink green tea, and you also watch This Is Us and take bubble baths, and you're not a handyman.
Yeah.
And
I'm the new male. I'm the new male in 2019.
You're the new male. There's nothing wrong with men who drink coffee. What do you have against guys that drink coffee?
I mean, I drink coffee too, but I prefer tea. Tea, I will drink coffee when I need the real kick in the butt, but otherwise, I'd rather go with tea. If I'm going to drink a beverage for enjoyment, I'm going to go with tea, and I don't see there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it. Feel like you're trying to convince yourself more than you're trying to convince me.
No, there's nothing
wrong with it.
222-9800, David's Team PXY. Good morning, David. Would you like to talk about men who drink tea?
Yeah, dude. All right, so first off, I love your guys' show. You guys are freaking hilarious.
Thank you.
But... I totally feel you on the tea. I totally grew up as a coffee drinker, always drinking coffee, and then just randomly I started drinking tea, and I just love tea.
There's nothing wrong with it. Yes, thank you.
It's amazing.
Now,
would you
consider yourself an alpha male or a beta male?
I don't even know. Like,
here's the thing. That should be irrelevant because I don't think your beverage choice shouldn't speak to your masculinity.
It kind of does.
I mean, what is tea? Tea is just flavored water.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
dangerous. It's the same thing as thinking, like, I don't know, like a Gatorade or something. Like,
it's all the same thing.
It's everything added up, though, with Corey. I mean,
okay,
no. Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way because you're going to agree with this.
Oh, okay. All right.
My coffee is extremely high maintenance. Does that make... Do you see a correlation there at all?
In this instance, sure.
Yes. Okay.
And
I admit to that. I admit to that. I'm proud.
Well,
of
I mean, you can't deny
proud.
It.
Well, might as well own it.
There'd be no denying
so
that.
So you should own it. Own that you're a tea guy and that you accept everything that goes with
it. I do, but I also don't. Yeah, it might speak to you
you're
being
a little bit daintier.
High maintenance, but because you drink coffee, I don't see you as like a more of a masculine kind of woman.
Coffee is not masculinity.
Well, you apparently, because we drink tea. David and I drink tea. People give us crap for it.
You and David should start
a
club.
I think
we will.
Men need a band together. Men need a band together.
You
and form a tea club.
David, I'm gonna make a Facebook group right now. Some texts coming through. My fiance hates coffee, proudly, and exclusively drinks tea. American society may have made tea drinking, quote, dainty, but it is... It's not when you think about it.
Well, and they also said that people drink a lot of tea, obviously, in England.
Maybe
Ireland,
that's it. Maybe I'm
Ireland,
more British.
And no, you're Irish.
It's my roots.
You dinkus.
It's my DNA.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got English. I did the 23andMe.
Yeah, right. But what I don't understand is why, you know, you're ignoring what I said, kind of, about how it does say something about you, because my coffee beverage, I'm extremely particular about my coffee and how it's made.
Sure.
And I'm very particular as a person. I'm high maintenance, I suppose. And so
just because it's right doesn't make it okay for people to assume, I guess. For you.
But it's right.
Well,
it's true.
Yeah, but it might, but for a stranger, they who doesn't
Duffy
maybe
Duffy is not a stranger.
Well,
Duffy down the hall.
But again, Duffy from down the hall gave me the look. But I've seen that look many times.
Yeah.
And not just from people that I know, but from strangers.
I would say it's fair to say that the people you're referring to here in the building are all kind of, you know, the typical, like, alpha male.
Yeah, bro,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, so take it with a grain of salt.
Or a
bag of tea. However you take your tea.
222-9800. Rachel from Irondequoit, did you want to weigh in on men who drink tea?
I do. Although I do agree there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just curious if still the same rules apply to, like, going out for a drink. Like a guy who orders a beer versus the guy who orders a vodka soda or something.
Corey would absolutely order a Cosmo at a baseball game.
Listen, no. I have ordered daiquiris before for the fun of it.
Oh my God.
But not in a regular occurrence, but I also get looks when I do that. And again, why does my drink choice say anything about
Because it does.
Give me weird looks just based on that.
And so does Duffy from CMF. Duffy knows exactly.
Yeah, but he's also a monster.
He's
so
a
Neanderthal. I don't know if we can count on him. So as a woman, does it make you judge a guy a little if he's a tea drinker? Like, say I don't know what your relationship status is, but say you are in a relationship with a guy and you find out he drinks tea. Does that change things at all?
No, it doesn't. I usually am the alpha anyway, so I think that's really not that much difference, but.
Okay, all right. But there are certainly women out there, and I see the texts. I see you texting into the Club PXY Safe text line at 67822. jeez.
What?
I'm trying to stick up
is
for the tea.
Is it
disappointing? It is a little bit.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm more disappointed by.
Don't lose sleep over this.
I might. No, you know what? I might.
He's drinking so much tea, he will never sleep again.
Well, that's also true.
Yeah.
Green tea, by the way. A lot of caffeine.
Great.